Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU with a beautiful new song from Thomas Rhett and Friends.
So good.
Yeah, great timing. And boy, I certainly need that song as I wander around Fairmont Park on a daily basis and see the wackiest of wacky people. Everyone's just lost their mind.
Well, Andy. And yesterday was another beautiful day, guessing it was packed.
Yeah, today might be kind of light for the kookiness, but my daily discovery yesterday was... there's a gazebo, the part of the park I go to, and it's pretty big. There's a number of picnic tables under there. So there's about 12 pillars that hold up the gazebo roof.
Okay.
And a guy was practicing his boxing by duct taping pillows to the pillars. There may be a dozen pillars, not all of them, maybe about six of them. So he had just a regular white pillow and the big thing of that silver duct tape wrapped around it. So you could clearly
like bed
see.
Pillows?
Yeah, just bed pillows, yeah.
I mean, that still can't offer much cushioning, right?
I can't imagine.
A couch cushion would have been better, I would think.
Yeah, and it looked like he was barehanded. I mean, maybe he had, like, a wrapping on his hands, but it's not like he had gloves on or anything.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was running around. It must have been a good workout. He was running around the gazebo, punching the pillows at each stop, but he wasn't running like we would, you know, run down the street. He was doing it like that boxer, like side to side, like you would go around a boxing ring, kind of.
Yeah, Your feet would be like in front, behind, and sideways. And
yeah, exactly. Like he was like, it's kind of like the gazebo was the center of the ring and he was just kind of going around it. I mean, it looked exhausting.
That's amazing. There's so much. There's so much to say with this because, it's funny to see, right?
Yeah.
But that this guy would do this in the middle of a park when it's just super crowded, as you can imagine.
Oh, there's people everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And not be embarrassed. And no. He's just doing it. Like, he just doesn't even care. I envy that, Dave.
I wish I could be at that level because as you and I have talked about, even though the recommendation is, you know, in public to wear masks, I'm still kind of self-conscious about wearing one. I mean, even though no one's going to care, no one's going to make fun of you, but still I feel self-conscious. But here's this guy out boxing pylons in the middle of her.
Yeah.
There's, right?
Was it Sylvester Stallone? Did you get a good look?
I don't think so. It's more likely a Clubber Lang.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.